Accession number 31415.
Real 18. Now, the last thing we do, we've just worked out that if you're 53, then because you're born so late in the year, it was probably 1986 that you left.
Yeah.
Now, did you miss it when you'd left?
Yeah, up to a point. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I missed the things what we used to do and the comradeship and all that business.
Now, what about were you a membership of any regimental?
Oh yeah,
I
belonged to my own regiment, the 5th Royal Inniskilling Dragoon Guards. I was already in them.
And what do they do?
Well, you don't do nothing. You just go to. I go to meetings sometimes, depending where they are. Now it belongs to the Royal Dragoon Guards.
And do they have a newsletter or?
Yes, I get that. It's called Out and About.
And do you ever meet any of your old comrades?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I go to meetings once a quarter, over to Sellers Park.
Of the 5th Royal.
Our branch. It's the Southeast London area. Branch, Old Comrades Association of the Royal Dragoon Guards now, and we go there once a quarter. Sometimes we have to miss because we've got something else happening. Like this year, I've had to miss because not go to the next meeting because there is. That's right, because we're going to the 27th of July. I'm going with the North London branch, which is my original branch of the BKVA.
Right, well, let's move on to that then. So what about the British Korean War Veterans Association?
Well, I helped to form that.
Tell me about that. How did you help to form it?
Well, I helped to form it. Certain people got in touch with me. When we lived down in those days in Dagenham, when we lived in Dagenham. And
is this a national association?
Oh, yeah, it is now. It's
no, but was yours national or local?
Before it became the BKVA, it was known as the... Korean War Veterans Association, that's all. And what happened was, we had a dodgy treasurer. And he disappeared with the barmaid to a pub where he lived.
It's best not to go into that.
Well, that's what happened. It come to an end because it was a very complicated business. And then they reformed as the BKVA. And then I helped to form it, and I helped to
and
form...
How did you help to form it?
Well, I helped to form the North East London branch of the BKVA.
Now, how did you do that?
Well, we just put an ad in the paper. We put ads in the paper, and we put things on local radio. But mainly in those days was in the paper. And we put it into got it to put into regimental newsletters. That's how we got it to spread. Now I've got to think a bit now, because...
did you get much response?
Yeah, we did. Quite a lot. And what happened was there was quite a lot of officers came forward. And so we had a meeting. Now the meeting took place... I'm not sure whether it took place in the Union Jack Club or the Victory Club. But they made it a meeting, and we made it a meeting. It was either one of those two clubs. And what it was to form the association properly and to form a committee, you know, correctly with whoever wanted to be in the committee, which was mainly high-ranking officers. But we had quite a few ordinary members that joined the association that became... committee members. A lot of them were ex-Gloucesters, ex-Royal Ulster Rifles, 45 Field Regiment, all the regiments, the Royal Northumberland Fusiliers, Royal Army Service Corps.
Now when you got all these people,
everybody that served in Korea together.
So what? So you've got a list of names now. So what you do?
So
now?
What we did, we all met in a rather large hall. I can't remember whether it was the Union Jack Club or the Victory Club. It was a club in London. It definitely was a big place in London we went to. And we all congregated in this for this first meeting, and it was an all-day meeting. We were there all day. And what we did, we sorted out between the different people who volunteered to take certain posts, right? They volunteered to take certain posts in the national. We formed a national committee there. And what they did, we set up certain posts. Now, a lot of lads came down from up north, and they came from the West Country. And what they did, they also helped to vote to form the National Committee, the original National Committee across the board. And then we had to form different branches throughout the country. So what we did, we decided that those from the north would go home and set about the business, setting up a branch wherever they lived. And they would do exactly the same as what they'd done in down here in London, but on a smaller scale. But they had to form committees and find branches and also find venues where to hold these branch meetings. And we did this right across the country from Scotland. They even came down from Scotland for the main meeting. Wales, Northern Ireland, the Channel Islands. They came from everywhere. They came from everywhere in the British Isles. And then they went home and they set about the business of forming these branches. And it took about a good year to 18 months before we was really in the swim. And also...
Now, what year did it start then, roughly?
Oh, I can't remember. That I can't remember. I definitely can't remember what the year was. If my wife was here, she would, because she's got bloody memory I can't remember the year. I definitely can't remember. It was in the 70s, about 72, 71, 72, around about that period. Yeah, definitely around about that period.
So how did it go locally then?
We got together in a pub. First of all, we got together in a pub in London, East London. And we went, the pub was...
Doesn't matter, remember.
Anyway, it was a pub in East London. And we used several pubs over the years.
And what were the meetings like?
Very good. Quite a lot of members. We also formed... what do you cross there?
What do you do at a meeting?
Well, we discuss things like what we're going to do in the year. Are we going to other branch meetings for different occasions? We do travel all over the place. We are now well representative through the British Legion. They took over our... since we've been established, well established, we got a letter from Samsung Industries. And they gave us, I can't think of the figure offhand, but they gave us several hundred thousand pounds for a welfare fund. And this welfare fund is organised and run by the National Committee. That took some organising, and that took quite a number of years to do. But this welfare fund is called the Samsung Korea British Legion Welfare Fund. Royal British Legion. We handed over the administration part because it was too complex for us to run and too costly for us to run on our own. So the British Legion, and because there is so much money involved, was run by them. And it is run by them now.
They look after veterans who've fallen on hard times.
Yes. We nominate each branch throughout the country, throughout England, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland. We nominate, tell the National Committee who need assistance. Then the National Committee inform the Royal British Legion, Then the Royal British Legion, I know it's a complicated bloody business, we're arguing the toss over this now, get in touch by the back with the branch for the name and address of the person that is wanting assistance, whether it's financial or medical or whatever. And then the Legion go round with a proper welfare officer to see what the problem is and sort it out for them. You know, and if it's needed medical treatment, he gets in sort with the medical. But each branch has its own welfare officer. He has a welfare officer, but he has to give it over to the Legion because they are qualified, trained welfare officers.
Now, you were standard bearer. Tell me what that job is.
Well, that I was the first standard bearer for North East London branch. And I had to attend in those days. I was quite fit. And I was still serving with the TNAVR. I was quite fit, and I carried it for a number of years, up until I couldn't carry it no more.
Just to any church?
I went to everything. I went to BKVA parades wherever it was. I even used to go. I went to Wales a number of times. Me and my wife went to Wales. We were very friendly for years with the South Wales branch. We used to go and stay down there, South Wales branch, and take the standard and stay for weekends and join in their branch. And I became an honorary member of their branch in Cardiff.
And you just gave up because what?
Well, I began to suffer very badly with pain in my legs, very, very badly, and it gradually got worse. In the end, I couldn't walk.
So that was it. Now, what about... You still go. It's still important to you, then.
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, over a number of years, a couple of lads used to come down from Braintree, and one of them used to pick me up.
It doesn't matter.
I forget his first name now. Ron Horton. Ron... And he used to pick me up, Ron Horrocks. And eventually he decided it was getting too much for him to come. And then I used to meet him up the top of the road. And we used to go up to North London. It was all right when we used to use pubs down here. But then we ended up using a pub in Stratford. And we've been there a number of years. And that used to be my local years ago when me and Cap lived up there. But anyway, he decided to form a branch in Clacton because he moved to Clacton from Braintree. Well, we had a bit of a barney over that, and there was a bit of a trouble. Anyway, it all got sorted and ironed out, and one thing and another. So he took some members from the branch, and me and Ron helped to form from our branch. We went, they had no branch, we met in a pub in Colchester, and we helped them to form this branch. And Ron became their first chairman, and I became part of the committee to help them out to establish. Must go to the loo. Once I was, we formed this branch, got it going in Colchester, and we got quite a number of members. It's got 100 members, and they're all good lads. They're all good lads, except for one, but I won't talk about him. Anyway, I'm still in North London branch. I'm a member of both branches. I pay two lots of subs, and I'm a life member for the BKVA, for my services to the BKVA, and also a life member of my own branch. But I'm also a life member of the whole of the association. But she still takes my subs.
Now, have you been to... have you ever been back to Korea?
Yes, three times.
Well, tell us quickly about those visits.
Well, each time I've been back, it's... You can't do enough for them. They kiss you. They come up to you in the street and kiss you. They know who you are. And they say... English soldier, best soldier in the world, bloody good soldier. And the women still the same. And I often say to them, to the young girls, when we have had guys who come and see to us and that, and we get treated fantastic. And they say to you, I said, I knew your grandma. So she said, how do you know that? I said, well, she looked just like you. I said, she was a cracker. Things like that. I do things like that, you know. And when you see the country today to what it was when we were there, you cannot believe what you see. You cannot believe what you see. All you, to us, what I remember, it was all bombed out. It was bombed out, what I saw, and smashed to pieces. And the villages were all mud huts with straw roofs. Now, they live in bungalows now. The peasants have got bungalows, pucker, with all different coloured tiled roofs. You know the oval tiles? All different colours. Green roofs, red roofs, orange roofs. And their cities, what they've built since. Those boys in Pusan, if they could get out of that grave and see what they've done with their country south, they would go back to their graves and say, well, we didn't die for nothing. We didn't die for nothing. They didn't. No, they didn't.
Thank you very much.